This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Last summer, at a gas station in Detroit, a man approached a woman to make some kind of lewd remark. The woman informed him she was transgender, and the man started arguing with her about her sexual identity. He ended up pulling a gun out and shooting her in the shoulder during a struggle. There were several charges filed, including ethnic intimidation based on gender. The judge who allowed that classification is Judge Bill McConico. He was recognized for that by Equality Michigan, which gave him the group's Catalyst Award. Judge McConico joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So there are no protections for people in the LGBTQ community in Michigan, at least not in the state constitution. Explain why the ethnic intimidation based on gender was important in this case.
Well, just to give you a quick history, when I was in the legislature, I introduced legislation that would add sexual orientation to our hate crimes legislation, which is our ethnic intimidation laws, our Elliott Lawson, which are employment discrimination, and we introduced a bullying bill, and we wanted to add protections for the LGBT community. The bills were never even taken up, and so we are one of the only states that has no protections for the LGBT community in our state. And because of that, we have some of the highest incidents of hate crimes and intimidation going on. And when the individual was harassed and ultimately assaulted and shot in the city of Detroit last year, if it was under the status of her being transgendered, there would be no extra protections. However, because there was dispute over her actual gender, I use the gender, and there are protections for if someone is targeted because they're a woman or if they're targeted because they're an African-American, that there are special hate crimes legislation already on the books for that. And so I extended it in that case and used gender because it was because of gender identity that she was ultimately shot in that gas station.
Well, other transgender people have been attacked, presumably because of gender, yet this was the first case to tackle it as a hate crime. Why do you think it took so long to realize that ethnic intimidation could be based on gender?
Well, I will say that Jamie Powell, who was a special prosecutor that was brought in for this case, she came up with the theory, and she was the first prosecutor to push that. And the argument was salient. The argument made perfect sense, and I adopted her argument. It is something that, because of the rash of attacks on transgendered individuals in the city of Detroit, a special unit has been created to tackle those crimes because we've had a rash of incidents in the Wayne State area, the Palmer Park area, where transgendered individuals have been murdered, have been assaulted, have been sexually assaulted, and the crimes were going unsolved. And I believe because of that, there's now special attention by both the Detroit Police Department, the Wayne State Police Department, and now the special unit in the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office.
What do you think this case will mean for transgender people who are beaten or shot or otherwise assaulted in the future in Michigan? Is it precedent setting?
Well, that's what we need to it to happen. So the case, and I knew when I made the decision, it was going to ultimately go up to the Michigan Court of Appeals,
right,
and most likely to the Michigan Supreme Court. And so if my ruling stands, then there's going to be a blanket coverage and some help and some peace of mind. When hate crimes legislation was introduced, the rash of race-based incidents went down. And so I believe once, I don't want to call them defendants yet, but once people who are targeting gay and lesbians or transgendered individuals know that there are extra penalties that can come, I believe the crimes will go down. So it's going to be up to the Court of Appeals and ultimately the Michigan Supreme Court to uphold my ruling. But it was important that I started the ball rolling.
What was your reaction when you learned you'd received the Equality Michigan's Catalyst Award?
Well, for anyone who knows me, I'm not often at a loss for words, but I was humbled and I was speechless because, you know, you make decisions as a judge not for recognition, but you do it because you feel you're doing the right thing. And, you know, I've fought for, you know, I'm not a member of the lesbian or gay or bisexual transgendered community, but, you know, I'm an African-American male and I know how it feels to be discriminated at times. And so I believe any discrimination is bad. And so I've tried to fight discrimination wherever I could find it and that I was recognized for it. Again, it was very humbling. And it just, I mean, I have to say, I was kind of excited.
Judge William McConico of the 36th District Court, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.